Hi, Craig. You see me. I use Craig to record my online table or D&D game. So I get to see Craig twice a week.
No.
Yeah, he's still just as quiet, just listening. Watching.
Judging.
Commiserating. All right. Do you have Audacity up?
Hang on. I did not load it.
I'm hanging on.
Bad touch, bad touch, bad touch. I'm saving that for Joe.
When I said I'm hanging on, I grabbed onto my desk. That drives Katie nuts. She'll be like, hang on, and then I'll reach out and like grab her somewhere. And then it just depends. Like if we're in public or the kids around, I'll usually just like grab her arm or her shoulder. Mm-hmm. But like if it's just the two of us, I mean, absolutely, I'm going for a fistful of tits or a fistful of ass. And she'll be like, stop it. She will smack me. Stop it. That's not what I meant. You know it. Like, well, how many years have we been together and I've been doing this? You think you'd learn by now.
Okay, well, whenever Anita tells me to put something up, there's a 50-50 shot of me just raising up in the air. And then I say, okay, now what? And she just glares at me.
One that I always do is like Katie frequently like misplaces her phone in the house and she'll be like, can you call my phone? And if she doesn't specifically say with your phone, I will go, Katie's phone, where are you?
Anita doesn't misplace her phone, but she leaves it behind often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I lose many, many things, but I almost never misplace like my phone or my keys or my wallet. My keys and my wallet especially, because they have a bowl that they go into. Mm-hmm. When I get home, I've got my bowl. My phone goes around the house with me. But usually if I'm like, oh, where's my phone? It's in either I left it sitting on my desk or I left it sitting on my nightstand. Mm-hmm. So every great once in a while I'll be like, shit, where's my phone? And I have to go find it.
We did it. We did it.
So did
you hear back from the person before we forget?
I had already forgotten. I haven't gone to check. Let's go check.
Because we did say at the end of the show.
You're right. No, they did not respond. Sad day. Well, if I do hear back from them, I will talk about it next week or put something in Discord or something.
Or just completely forget.
Yes. Ooh. We made tacos for dinner, and they're, like, giving me, like, just a smidgen of, like, heartburn right now? That's the only thing I can think of that would be giving me heartburn. Either that or it's part of my middle-aged man phase. I don't get heartburn very often, though.
Yeah, occasionally. But when you do, oh boy.
When I do, it's awful, but I don't get it that often. What episode is this? 326?
Oh, no. I stopped counting after a while.
I guess, yeah. Just look at the number whenever it's time to upload it and tick up the next one.
Yeah, because, oh boy, right?
Yeah, I do the Craig downloads by date rather than episode number, because I'll never, like, just my brain works better with doing dates for those. My shoulder's hurting really bad. If I didn't have to work tomorrow, I'd take a muscle relaxer before I went to sleep. That would be lovely. But alas, I cannot.
Yeah, I'm just seeing what anything interesting that we missed. And I'm not really seeing anything. Well, there's some sort of Battle Royale standalone for World of Warcraft coming out. That's intriguing. Pirate-themed as well. A pirate-themed standalone Battle Royale game.
Okay.
That's essentially like a mini expansion to World of Warcraft that's free to play.
Yeah, alright.
If I recall anything of World of Warcraft PvP, it's going to be horrendously unbalanced. Sometimes I wish I could go back to World of Warcraft, but it's definitely best left in the past.
Yeah. I agree. I've thought a time or two about going back to try again, but every time I'm like, no, shouldn't do that. There they come. I held them off as long as I could, my yawns. A couple stuck through.
And we may have to take a look at Steam Families for next week, because I think that might be intriguing to you.
Steam Families?
It's like an expansion in combination of Steam parental controls and the library sharing.
Oh, interesting.
But probably the most interesting part of it right now is that instead of having, let's say, you, me, and Nita each had a Steam account, and we had pooled our libraries, with the old system, if you were using something in my library, from what I understand, Anita would be locked out of my library, and if I started something, you'd be kicked out of it.
Because as someone who uses the current library sharing system to share games with my kid, yes, mm-hmm. you are correct.
Okay, with the new system, it essentially pools all the licenses. So let's say you and me both had Portal 2. I would be able to fire up my Portal 2, and Anita would be able to borrow yours. It basically looks at what licenses are in play and redistributes them based off that pool. But if you were playing, let's say, you know, Half-Life, you know, keeping it in the Valve family, and Anita and I wanted to play Portal 2, it would not kick you off if you're using my copy. You would get my copy of Half-Life, but I would still be able to fire my library and play a different game from it.
Yeah. As soon as this opens up, is it in beta?
It's in beta right now.
Excellent. I'm gonna, not tonight, but I'm gonna look into this. Because the biggest issue, one of the biggest issues with family sharing is now, is that it lacks parental controls.
And well, the parental controls will be part of it, and you can also see playtime.
Yeah. Which I don't care as much about that. Like, you know, I suppose my kid could get into something that I don't know about. That's always true. But, like, I tend to know at least when he's playing video games and when he's not. So I'm not worried about monitoring playtime. But, you know, I got a whole bunch of stuff in my library that I don't want my 9-year-old seeing. Whole bunch of stuff. So
much porn.
I use a lot of, you know, I do use the family sharing with him.
You're not going to expose him to Honey Pop?
No. I do use family sharing with him, but there's like some weird kind of workarounds I do to hide certain games from him that I went on his, and I created like folders, or not folders, but the little
groups,
and then like put all of the adult games into a group and then like hit it. You know, it was like a workaround, but yeah, just being able to have parental controls would go a long way.
Yeah, this has parental controls baked into it.
Yeah, sweet. I'm going to mess with that later, though. Now, for now, I'm going to put Craig to bed, and then I'm going to go put myself in bed.
Also, well, one other thing. Okay. Terra Invictus coming to Game Pass.
Ooh.
That's one I wasn't expecting.
No.
Yeah, the Game Pass Wave 2 for this month. Came out, and Terra Invicta was in it. It was Diablo 4, The Quarry, Ark Survival Ascended, right? Hot Wheels Unleashed 2, Turbocharged, Open Roads, which I'm not familiar with.
As soon as it comes to Game Pass, I'm fucking playing Terra Invicta. I've been looking forward to that game for a long time. I just want to try it. It looks so interesting.
It comes out next Tuesday.
Nice. I know what I'll be playing in a couple of weekends.
Evil West. Lightyear Frontier's out right now. Which I was so underwhelmed by Lightyear Frontier. I wouldn't be proven wrong. But yeah.
Oh, Maneater's back.
Yep.
Bro Tato. He'd play Jusant.
I've played a bit of it. It refuses to recognize my controller and makes it so fucking frustrating. It sees it, and then it refuses to take in any inputs from it.
Yeah.
And that's a game that really is built around a controller. Playing it with mouse and keyboard. The default keybinds are just ridiculous. With some things weren't even in the keybinds. like the default to interact, it was completely unbound for me, which was weird.
It makes it basically impossible to play the game.
Yeah. But yeah, fun times.
Fun times. Good night, Craig. Good night, Moon. Good night, Cow jumping over the moon.
We did a thing.
We did it. We really, really did it. You know, games having shitty microtransactions. I'm going to have one of those to talk about next week. I got so mad at it. Because it's a game you pay $10 for on Steam. And then you get, I don't know, 9-10 levels in. And it's like, by the way, did you know we have this huge cosmetic store? And a thing where you can get boosters so you can level up faster?
Which they totally don't have the game tuned to use those, right?
Yeah, no, they swear. They swear that you can get enough in-game, like, special multiple currency items where you don't need them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Pressing X to doubt. All right. I'm tired. Old. I'm fat.
Mm-hmm. Although, I have worked a bit on the whole fat thing, because definitely have lost weight. I'm deflating.
Good for you, I suppose. Oh, I had that open the whole time in the background. Don't need that. It's called Foundry. It's a thing for tabletop games. I didn't realize I was just running away in the background.
It's like Roll for Initiative. Come on, woo, bitch!
Woo! Gonna add my +5. Actually, no, I don't have the alert feat. I don't get +5. I'm not alert. I'm sleepy. I need a long rest.
I'm at the point in Baldur's Gate where long rest, there's no, like, little cutscenes. And it's disappointing.
You'll get more unless you're, like, right on up towards the end of the game.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Where are you in Baldur's Gate?
I'm in Act 2.
Okay.
Okay. I spent some time trying to save Last Light in.
Okay.
Because when I initially triggered the event there, I had some bullshit crits on me and lost the druid lady in the first turn.
The druid lady.
Yeah, protecting the dome.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she went down in under a turn. So I decided, okay, I'm going to save scum here because that's bullshit. And I'm not playing Iron Man. And I'm going to go play around in this totally spooky area, level up a little bit, and hopefully be able to get some better rolls in.
Yeah.
And it still took me quite a few times, but I was able to eventually get the end to not become a horror show.
Yeah. And it really changes things if you obviously, like, there's the immediate repercussion of saving the inn versus it getting eviscerated by the darkness. But there are some pretty major changes that happen based on whether or not you win or lose that fight more towards the end of Act 2.
Yeah, I imagine it's leaning more towards good and evil in that one. Possibly.
Hmm. Yeah, broad strokes. There's a big good and evil slant. But, like, Jahira is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, true. I wouldn't call her evil. She's more of like a
chaotic
neutral. Yeah.
But, yeah, it just didn't feel right to lose it like that.
Yeah.
So I ended up spending some time doing that, which also allowed me to I basically stumble upon the solution to Hassel's side quest, or Hassel's quest to be able to heal the area.
Yeah.
Because I had stumbled upon Oliver, which was the split person of the area's nature.
Yeah.
From the curse. So. I happened to double upon that, so that was an interesting little quest. So it's up to killing essentially the big bad of the Act 2 to be able to finish that one. And I'm still trying to figure out who I want to have my party now, because I have a big shapeshifty druid now. Do I want to keep big shapeshifty druid or go back to Pouty McPout Face?
Yes. Get the mod that lets you take all of your companions and then some.
I've thought about modding, because four is sometimes feels like a very small number compared to some of the fights you're up against.
Yeah. You get the advantage of being the player, but still, some of those fights can feel very one-sided.
All the fight protecting the portal for the Druid's quest, oh, damn. Let's just put it this way. I'm glad that I was very liberal in my use of fear or turn undead, because things were getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, does D&D have the whole healing magic kills undead, by the way? I never tried it.
It does not.
Okay.
Healing magic, sometimes, like, the kind of house rules, like, because there's a couple of things that are like, you know, doesn't affect undead or constructs, but some house rules are like, actually, every spell does that. So, alright. I got my save done. And, well, saved. I think I'm gonna put Craig to bed. Craig's cave. I should play more Baldur's Gate 3.
Well, I have time endless,
to pick it back up again.
Yeah, I have some endless space to play.
I also need to play Endless Space. It's been many years since I've played it.
I don't think I've ever really committed time to it.
Yeah. Well,
I might try it out on the Steam Deck, actually. Oh, Cuba's off hunting right now.
Oh, boy. Yay, Craig. All right, what are you sending me? Oh, fortune not found, abort, retry, ignore, ? That's cute. I like that.
I mean, I'm not sure how I feel about that, getting down on my birthday, because ideas were spot on. It was, you have an abundance of patience.
Oh.
I thought about, can I get another one? My fortune cookie's broken.
Would you like to hear my story?
Yes.
So, this happened yesterday. I have many clients who are teenagers. And because they are minors, every once in a while, no matter what the situation is, the parent has to come in because I have to do documentation, paperwork that requires the parent to sign off on. For this kid, fortunately, their parent is pretty cool. Yeah, you know, they're a little bit older, but understanding and are really trying to change and make a difference in their kid's life for the better. This teenager, she's been coming to see me for a few months now. So I've talked to her mom several times, and, you know, the short version that I can talk about without breaking HIPAA is like, single mom, lot of trauma. Honestly, the mom probably needs therapy as well, but you know, she wants to take care of her daughter first to make sure her daughter's okay. And so, you know, she's been very supportive, comes when she needs to, but otherwise, you know, kind of leaves the daughter alone. But she had come in for a paperwork update yesterday. So sit down, going over the paperwork, having her sign stuff. We're getting pretty close to near to the end of the conversation. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, we're almost done, you know, just a few more minutes and then, you know, I'll let you go and you guys can go, you know, do whatever you need to for the rest of the day. And she says, I have a question. I'm like, okay. She says, this is probably a little forward, but I just have to ask, do you want to get dinner sometime?
Oh, damn.
And I'm like, what? Like, just my brain, like, not processing this at all. Just like, what? Surely I misheard her. Like, I'm having a stroke, something. Like,
No, she wants to have the stroke.
Oh, buddy. So she goes, yeah, you know, I just, you know, if you're single, I'd love to, you know, take you out to dinner. I'd love to go on a date or something. And I'm like,
about that.
I go, well, I mean, I appreciate that. I don't get hit on very often despite my best efforts. And she laughed. I said, but I am married. Although even if I wasn't, like, you know, I am your daughter's therapist. There's, you know, some ethical boundaries to clock that would be crossed on a couple of fronts. I'm flattered, but, you know, I have to decline. She sits there for a second. She goes, well, I don't care if you're married. And I'm like, okay. Again, I appreciate that. You know, thanks, but no thanks. If you don't mind me asking, though, like, genuinely, like I have never been asked out on a date. I was always the person who asked people out. And, like, I was very blessed to not give a shit about rejection. So, like, I would ask anybody out on a date. That's how I got married. Like, I had the audacity to ask Katie out, and she was like, what? Nobody, like, sure, why not? You seem funny. You seem smart. I've cheated off you in class before. Like, there's a little more to the genesis of our relationship, but, like, really, that's, like, I asked her out, and she was like, yeah, you're nice enough, and you've got me through a bunch of the tests in this class, so sure, I'll go out with you once. And it's been 12 years. But so anyways, I asked her, I'm like, why do you want to go out with me? And she's like, well, it's like you're my type. You've got a dad bod. You've got a really big beard. You've got long hair. Like, you're just kind of like scruffy. She's like, I really am into scruffy men. And also, you're great with kids. Like, you're awesome with my daughter. And I'm like,
looking for okay. A daddy.
I'm like, yeah, no, you know, I really appreciate it. If something ever happens to my wife, you know, I'll keep you in mind, because probably by the time that happens, I wouldn't be your daughter's therapist anymore. I probably shouldn't have said that. Like, I just was trying to be nice, you know? And she, like, sits there for another second, then she unbuttons the top button of, like, her blouse. And she's like, well, if you ever change your mind, this is what you've got waiting for you. And, like, she didn't show me her tits, but she was wearing, like, a red and black, like, silky, lacy, like, sexy bra. And she was like, so just think about it. And I'm like, if I change my mind, you'll be the first to know.
Oh, boy.
And then she buttoned her blouse back up and, you know, she left. And I just sat there, baffled. For a while.
Like, what the ever-living...
Like, what just happened? I have mixed feelings. On the one hand, I feel really good. On the other hand, I feel really weird. And on the other hand, I'm like, I wonder if she's going to tell her daughter. Like, I'm not going to. I'm not going to say a word of this to anyone. You know, I mean, I've told you it's going to go on, like, the podcast Franken content, but, like, you know, none of my coworkers listen to this. Like, you know, the ethics board doesn't. Yeah, I hope. You know, like, so I'm not going to tell anybody, I'm not going to tell a soul there. But I'm debating, like, do I say something to the kid? I'm probably not going to. I think I'm going to keep my mouth shut about this to any of the other potential parties involved. But yeah, I got hit on today by a client's mom. She's like in her mid 40s. She's like in her mid 40s. Like, I mean, if I was honestly, like, if I was single, I might have, like, thought twice about the ethics of this. I might have been like,
daughter can find a daughter there.
Because it's like, yeah, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I might have, like, I would have at least thought about it. You know, I can't say I would or wouldn't. You know, but I would have thought about it for sure. But I'm married. I'm not interested in cheating on my wife. You know, not only do I have a lot of time and effort and energy invested in this relationship, but she would fucking kill me. I like living, usually. So, yeah, that was my story. Was
not what people mean by death by snoo snoo.
Death by snoo snoo. Death by snoo snoo. But yeah, that's my story. I don't have any other interesting stories. Although that's one I think that takes the cake a little bit. So, do you have Audacity up?
Yep. And I was just playing around with the deck. So if you see me popping in and out of games, it's just I'm basically loading up shit.
Okay. That's fine.
Hey, look at it this way. I have something to entertain me while you go on a rant.
Yay. I don't know what I'm ranting about. But okie dokie. Ready?
Yes.
All right. Ready to record in 3, 2, 1, record. And for the sync, 3, 2, 1,
sync.
I was late.
I was going to say, maybe I jumped, but okay.
No, that was me. I was a smidgen late. Did you, let me go back over here and look. Did you put any games in?
Oh,
you don't
no,
have to.
I never paste in my games, but I do have games to talk about.
Okay.
I just need to send them over.
I have two. Both of them are going to go really quickly, though.
Yeah. I think both of mine are going to go really quickly, too. This is the Battle Royale doubleheader.
Yeah.